This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to another edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews. Dr. Andrews, we have a very interesting topic today because that's a real reason we're here doing this radio show now.
Well, absolutely true, Jason. We started the show almost a year ago as an outcome of our involvement in the Shaping Appalachian movement that was occurring that Governor Beshear and Congressman Rogers brought to the region so that we could invest ourselves in improving the lives of our people through new and innovative ways and thinking. We have as our guest the founding executive director, Mr. Jared Arnett. Jared is a two-time graduate of Morehead State University, has an undergraduate degree and an MBA from MSU, and we're delighted to have you here.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Welcome.
We'll come back. We'll start our program after this timeout.
You're invited to Morehead State University for an open house on Saturday, April 11th from 9 a.m. to noon in the Adrian Dorn University Center. Morehead State faculty and staff will be available to answer questions about admissions, financial aid, housing, and food services. Campus tours will also be available. There is much more information online at moreheadstate.edu/openhouse. 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday, April 11th at Morehead State University. Register online at moreheadstate.edu/openhouse.
With Morehead State's online MBA program, you're able to earn an advanced degree and additional skills from any location while continuing to work at your current job, preparing you to rise through the ranks of the business world. Our fully accredited 30-hour program offers you much more convenience and flexibility. Visit moreheadstate.edu/MBA to learn more.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia for this month. I'm Jason Blanton, along with Morehead State President Wayne Andrews and Jared Arnett, our guest. And Dr. Andrews, I know that once this SOAR initiative came about, you took it to heart to be a part of this. You're on the committee. You went to the first meeting last year, and of course, they'll have their second meeting May 11th.
Well, Morehead State University was founded, as you know, Jason, in 1887. And we've always, as an institution, had as our central mission to support the people in our communities, particularly those in eastern Kentucky. Even today, 60% of our students come from the 22 counties in eastern Kentucky that traditionally are our service counties. And these counties are among some of the most challenged in the 5th Congressional District because of the rapid changes in the extractive industries. And so when the governor and the senior congressman from the 5th District decided to put emphasis on this to try to find ways to address some of the challenges that our people and our places were facing, there was no better effort for Morehead State University to be involved in because it's all about who we are and what we do. We're delighted to have Jared with us because Jared's taken on the mantle to try to lead this new organization formed by the governor and the congressman. And we might ask Jared to give us just a little background, just a little of your background, Jared.
I am a graduate of Morehead, a proud Eagle. You know, after I got out of undergrad, after I finished my undergrad, I had an opportunity to go in and opportunity to take a job in state government. And it was a tremendous opportunity for a long-term career. And I just could not wrap my mind around starting a long-term career immediately after college and wanted to do something creative and take some risk. And I guess I had a bit of an entrepreneur bug in me. And I took on a position at a small independent business that was kind of struggling at that point and started working there and fell in love with it and started doing my MBA while I was working full-time. Just fell in love with business. And as I worked through there 3 or 4 years, I learned so much about just working in a small business. You do a little bit of everything, accounting, payroll, taxes, marketing, advertising, I mean, a little bit of everything. So it was a great experience, plus the education I was getting at Morehead at the time, combining those two. And after I finished my MBA, I came home one day, I told my wife, I said, I think I could be a consultant. I could help other small businesses.
Sure.
I was 26, and she started laughing at me. But then I discovered the Morehead State University Small Business Development Center.
Right.
They had a position opened up, and I called the district director and said, I'd be interested in that, and it was full-time. I didn't really want to do it full-time yet, so I said, well, I'll do it part-time. It could help you out budget-wise and help me out. I could get more experience. I ended up doing that for about a year while I was still working in the small business. And then I really just I found out what I wanted to do in life, and that was make a difference. So I wanted to figure out how to do that, so I sent an email to the president of the chamber at the time and said, I'd like to get involved in economic development. And I had no idea at the time what economic development really meant, but I wanted to be involved in helping the community grow. And he sent me an email back about 6 months later. Had a new position for vice president of operations, and they had a vision to really approach economic development in Eastern Kentucky in a brand new way, and that was regionalism. And when he told me that story, that the vision the board had and the vision the chamber had, it really fit perfectly with what I was had been accustomed to, and that was creating new things and be involved kind of from the ground up and building something. And I came on there, and we helped build the Southeast Kentucky Chamber. I was there about 2 years as vice president, and he got a new position, and I found myself at 28 thinking, what in the world is happened with my career? I was kind of lined up to potentially be the president of a regional chamber of commerce that we'd built, and I didn't know if that was going to happen or not, but it did. I sat down with the board, and I'd been strategically involved with everything to that point, and they felt comfortable, and I felt comfortable. So I found myself as the president CEO of the Southeast Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, and I was there about 2 years as the president, and we were working on several different initiatives, still working on regional economic development. And then this initiative, I was at Hazard in 2013 for the first announcement when Governor Beshear, Congressman Rogers were coming down to announce this effort. Had no idea, just got a call the day before that said the governor and congressman are going to be here announcing something tomorrow about Eastern Kentucky. And I was very interested because I felt like we'd been on the ground working on it for several years at that point. And I was there to hear about it. And then I sat on a panel during the first summit in December of 2013 about job creation and business recruitment with Governor Patton. And we talked about what it was going to take to recruit new industry. Then I found myself volunteering and chairing a work group throughout the first year on entrepreneurship. And, you know, I was the guy that was sitting in the board meetings throughout that year. Every board meeting they'd announce, say, we're doing a national search for a founding executive director. And I was thinking, boy, whoever gets that job has got their hands full. I soon come to realize it was not that much of a challenge, but a historic opportunity and something that I just felt led to be a part of and get in and help however I can. You know, in the chamber industry, I began going to the state conferences, national conferences, and I mean, you do, just like any business, industry, organization, you don't like your competition, but you know your competition well. You want to understand what they're doing, what's successful. So I began looking at other regions and other communities and other chambers and other economic development and who's being successful and what organizations and processes do they have in place. And then I would come back home and I'd be like, who's doing this here? And we found there was really a pretty big gap in the systems we needed to have in place. So that's what we were talking about. And for us at the chamber, it was being led by private industry, by local small business owners who had a vested interest in economic development. And when you look at the communities that are successful, that's typically who drives that conversation. Because politics can get in the way of everything, but at the end of the day, a small business owner, they want to create jobs and they want to create more opportunity, and they understand what it takes to do that. And that's what we were trying to do. We were offering for our organization that was completely funded by private industry to help our local governments, help our local partners, and say, we want to be a part of this solution. We think we can help.
Yeah, that's an interesting segue, really, into what SOAR is all about, because we have really good people in eastern, southern Kentucky, southeast Kentucky. These people are as smart as people anywhere.
Yeah.
They have good work ethic. They have a desire to have good lives and raise their families like all of us want to do. But we've had some limited opportunities. So As you think about the changing landscape, the changes in the extractive industries, and the need for us to grow new industries, what are the ways that we ensure through this SOAR process that we're going to engage people at the local level that have, as you said, they're the people that are on the ground, they're going to make it happen ultimately.
Right.
Government can assist and so forth. What are those sort of rules of engagement? How do we get to that grassroots level?
I think the greatest thing that SOAR can do is be an inspiration. You know, I think people are looking to SOAR to do specific things and create jobs and be this initiative, but what we have to do is be the group that kind of casts the vision that says we can do this and be the repository or the convergence of ideas and information. So we can be that, but you know, I see small things like a local mayor that because of SOAR decides, hey, we're going to rebuild our downtown. We're not going to let it. And it's not necessarily something I did, but it's just the idea that, hey, we're all in this together. And I think just that simple, you know, it's not rocket science. It's nothing scientific. It's just the idea of, hey, we're going to take collective ownership. You're not alone in this. We're all in this together. And we're gonna make a difference. And I think just if we can keep the discussion and engaged dialogue, I think that's the key factor in SOAR, is to continue connecting across sectors, across organizations. You know, when I first started, I thought, well, we've got silos in Eastern Kentucky, and that's the counties. You know, it's just maybe our counties don't communicate well together. But when you really step back, there's silos all across the board. Maybe on some levels, our K-12 and community colleges and universities don't all connect the greatest, and workforce. And then also maybe a city and a county, they don't connect and work together. And we've really become the envy of the country, because now when the federal government looks into Eastern Kentucky, typically what they have seen are silos and everybody kind of working against each other. But now we've got a community with SOAR that says, hey, we've got local, state, federal, university, community colleges, workforce, nonprofits, state legislators, private industry. We're all at the table together, and we're continually talking, and there's a reason for us to be talking, and we're identifying strategies, and this entire group's behind one initiative. And it speaks volumes for our region, and it really sets us up for tremendous opportunities for investment from federal programs, but also private investment companies that wanted to operate in an environment where everybody gets along, works together. Now, it's not perfect, but I think that's the goal, and I think we'll always keep working.
I think, Jared, that what you said is right, in the sense that bringing people together and talking about what's possible is a whole lot more fruitful than bringing people together to argue about what's not possible.
Exactly, yeah.
And we've had a lot of those discussions across the country. It's not just limited to our communities where we live, so that's a positive thing. The other thing I would note, too, and you being a small business owner yourself, if you look across the United States of America, that's where the greatest source of strength in this country is. It's in small business development.
Yeah.
And I know we have industrial parks throughout the Commonwealth that would love to see large manufacturers come in and the like, and that would be ideal. But I also think, and I'd like you to comment on the fact, that the more we can get local people to come together with their best ideas and to begin to form those ideas and to shape and invest and develop small businesses, they might employ one or two or three or 10 or 15 people, but there's great power in that.
There is great power, and I think it's a tremendous opportunity. You know, my small business, we've got one full-time employee and two part-time employees. So we've got three people working. But the exciting thing for me when I look at my business is, any business owner, they're never content with where they are. We've got a vision of what that could really be. And, you know, we're a small retail store, but we've got a vision that we could have 10 retail stores and we could have 30 employees. So I think the key for SOAR, with that being my background, is one of our initiatives has to be putting together a business services team to identify some of those existing businesses out there. and show up at their door with four or five people and say, hey, we can help you get the capital you need. We do financing. We do technical assistance. We can help write a business plan and help those businesses grow. And also to build a culture of entrepreneurship with our youth. So those that are coming up, high schoolers. You know, when I graduated high school, I had no idea what starting a business meant. You know, I was really trained that you go to college and you get a career. That's one pathway.
Right, and it's normally working for somebody else.
Right, and it's working for somebody else. When you think about what you can do with just an idea and start a business, and if you can let kids experience that in high school and see the opportunities that can come from it, and to get that, hey, that's an option. When I get out of high school and college, I could start my own business.
You know, we're doing some interesting things. You touched on some things, Jared, that are close to my heart. You know, we've got Dr. Janet Ratliff in the College of Business that's been doing an entrepreneurship program in Pike County, with Pike County schools, middle school children, as I remember. The whole goal there being to try to get them thinking about being creative.
Right.
Starting a business and all that, because the end goal is so when they finish their schooling, they're going to be thinking about, I could have my own business, as opposed to I'm going to go to work for somebody else.
Right.
There are many services available to people, but they may not be well known to people.
Right.
So your notion then is to somehow knit these together and do a better job of presenting them to potential entrepreneurs?
Yeah, and I think, you know, as I chaired the entrepreneurship working group and did the report, one of my key recommendations was to be proactive rather than reactive. So typically, with those groups, we set up an office and we wait for somebody to come in and say, we want to start a business. But for us to collectively come together and think, okay, there's existing businesses out there that need our services, and there's people trying to hire and grow in right now that are successful. What if in some of our free time, let's get together as five groups, and one provides one service and one provides another, and connect all the dots, and we showed up at that business person's door rather than waiting, hoping that business comes and sees us, finds out who we are. So
May 11th is a SOAR Summit, the second one. Who should attend? Who do you want there, and what can Morehead State do to help SOAR?
May 11th, the summit is really open to anybody who is interested in being a part of the solution, and that's the best way I know to put it. We want local officials there. We want educators. We want entrepreneurs. We want people there who are willing to commit to be a part of the solution. And we're going to have several people who are going to make commitments that day. And when people think of, oh, SOAR's got, they're generating commitments. And maybe you think, hopefully we get a commitment from the federal government to give us $1 billion or whatever it is. But what I'm looking for is for local mayors, a local student to say, I'm going to figure out how to start a farmer's market in my community. And I'm committed to doing that. So that SOAR is really a grassroots organization. At the end of the day, we may have three employees, and we got 54 counties, and tremendous amount of expectation what we're going to accomplish. But the reality is, the regions, the communities are going to accomplish it, and we're just kind of going to be a cheerleader and a support network. When I first started, my famous one-liner was, "You can say 54 counties, or you can say half the state." We've got 120 counties. This is a significant interest for the entire Commonwealth. It impacts everybody from Paducah to Pikeville, as they say. So it is very important, and the bipartisanship has been a difference maker, I believe, in what we've been able to accomplish.
Jared, you're absolutely on the right track. I mean, for me, it's about building coalitions, working at the grassroots level, empowering people to do what it is people can do with the right encouragement. And then to knit together the strategy of bringing the resources that are available to them. I love the idea of going to be proactive as opposed to reactive. Perhaps we can come back after the break and talk a little bit about what can the university, what can we do at Morehead State, the other public and privates, the community colleges, what do you need from us that we may not be doing right now? We could maybe talk about that as we end the segment.
And we'll come back to wrap things up after this.
The Department of Communication, Media, and Leadership Studies at Morehead State University provides an innovative bachelor's degree program in convergent media and strategic communication for a new generation of corporate and nonprofit leaders. Many exciting careers are waiting for you at Morehead State University. Discover much more online at moreheadstate.edu/Cottle College.
You're invited to Morehead State University for an open house on Saturday, April 11th from 9 a.m. to noon in the Adrian Dorn University Center. Morehead State faculty and staff will be available to answer questions about admissions, financial aid, housing, and food services. Campus tours will also be available. There is much more information online at moreheadstate.edu/open house. 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday, April 11th at Morehead State University. Register online at moreheadstate.edu/open house.
Time flies by on Shaping Appalachia. Dr. Andrews and Jared Arnett's with us. It's been an exciting half hour.
Where did it go? It seems like we just got started. Jared, as I said before the break, why don't you comment, if you would, about education, higher education in our case, you know, the community college, the publics, the privates, and what your view is about what we can do better working together to assist and be more engaged perhaps than what we are?
We've been having lots of discussion with the community colleges and higher ed and K-12. So we've got lots of partners in the education sector. And, you know, one of the biggest challenges we have in Appalachia is, especially the community college system, has really been set up to respond to a demand in workforce. So we need advanced manufacturing, or we need a coal academy like they've done in the past, or we need specific training skill sets. But the struggle in Appalachia is we don't have that concentrated sector or demand to say, well, we know we're going to be able to train this many a year in this specific program, and they're going to be this many. I mean, it's just so across the board. So what we really are having to try to look at in Appalachia is how do we create an industry and a workforce at the same time? And it takes vision to decide what that's going to be. And I think it's going to be around technology with dark fiber and the broadband that's coming through Eastern Kentucky and the entire Commonwealth. What are the opportunities, the industrial opportunities that come along with that? What are the workforce opportunities, the trainings that we need? And how do we align for a clear career path? And maybe it's innovative outside the box. Maybe it's not a 2-year degree. Maybe it's not a 4-year degree. Maybe it's a certificate. Maybe it's a combination. It's just really a time to put it all on the table and let us take a whole new look at how we approach workforce.
Well, Jared, I appreciate that. I mean, one of the things we're very interested in at Morehead State is entrepreneurship and how we educate students in that realm. And our pledge is that we're going to be a partner with you and the other institutions in Eastern, Southern, Southeastern Kentucky to make it happen.
We appreciate that.
President Andrews, another great show. Jared, we appreciate you coming down, and hopefully we'll see everybody out May 11th at the SOAR Summit. That's this edition of Shaping Appalachia. For everyone involved, I'm Jason Blanton. Until next month, so long, everybody.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.